He looked away and went back to straightening the chairs. His shoulders slumped a little, and there was a general hopelessness about him. Dwight sensed a big challenge in the little Sunday school, and he was never one for backing down from a challenge. "What if I created my own class?" The man looked up. "What do you mean?" "Well," Dwight said, "if I bring my own pupils, can I teach a class?" The man considered this for a moment. "I don't see why not. If you create your own class, I suppose we can find a place for you to teach." Dwight grinned. "See you next Sunday, then." Although he didn't consider himself much of a teacher, Dwight was determined to build a class. He was great at talking to people. It was exactly what made him a good salesman. And he could convince people of almost anything. Throughout the week, Dwight hung around the streets and alleys surrounding the North Well Street Sunday School, making friends, talking to people, and getting to know the community. When Sunday afternoon came, Dwight walked into the Sunday School building with 18 little pupils trailing behind him. In a single week, he had almost doubled the attendance of the Mission Sunday School. Heads turned to stare as Dwight led the ragged little procession to their seats. The children were short and tall, lanky teenagers and pudgy little boys, all dressed in mismatched suits with faded stains and elbow patches. To the rest of the Sunday school, they were hoodlums. But to Dwight, they were his class, and he loved them already. Every Sunday, Dwight brought more pupils and new faces. It wasn't long before the North Well Street Sunday School outgrew their small space and moved to a larger building. Other teachers caught Dwight's passion and spirit, and many of them began seeking out and bringing in pupils of their own. After nearly 2 years at the North Well Street Sunday School, Dwight decided to start a new Mission Sunday School in another part of Chicago. In the fall of 1858, he went looking for a building large enough to accommodate his vision. After an extensive search, Dwight found North Market Hall, a large space above a popular city market. The building was a huge brick edifice, crumbling in places due to age and neglect. Inside and up a long set of creaky stairs was the Great Hall. It was wallpapered with several layers of grime and filth, a bare, dingy cavern of a room. But when Dwight looked at it, he saw potential. "I would like to rent the North Market Hall every Sunday for a year, and maybe longer," Dwight announced when he contacted the owner. "That can be arranged," the owner replied. "But you should know that a German society holds a dance in the hall on Saturday nights, and they are no good at cleaning up after themselves." Dwight shrugged. "I'm sure it's nothing I haven't had to deal with before." A price was negotiated, a deal was struck, and Dwight began a new Sunday ritual. Every Sunday morning he was up by 6 a.m., hurrying down to North Market Hall. He would roll away the empty beer kegs and sweep up the thick layer of sawdust from the floor. Then Dwight would give the mammoth room a general cleaning and carefully arrange hundreds of chairs for the Sunday school students. It was hard work and lonely, since he did it all by himself. However, Dwight didn't mind. When all the work was done and the hall was ready, Dwight wandered through the community, reminding children and parents alike that Sunday school would soon be starting. Children would join Dwight along the way, so when he arrived back at North Market Hall, his lonely pilgrimage had become a large procession. Sunday school began at 2 p.m., and the hall was often filled with 500 to 600 rowdy street children.